Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are studying the book of Matthew, which I've entitled The First Gospel. In this session, we will be looking at Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, a testimony of obedience. Let's read those verses. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. I mean, what a nice, neat story. Mary was betrothed to Joseph and was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was informed of the situation. Later was instructed about the baby. Joseph followed the instructions carefully. I mean, this event was fulfillment of a prophecy of 700 years earlier that God himself would come to solve our sin problem. Well, a closer look at this passage reveals a little bit more. It was three steps that occurred from verse 18 to verse 25. Wasn't quite as smooth as it appears when you take a quick read. First of all, Joseph was faced with a problem. Mary's conception. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Choose to have her stoned, choose to divorce her. He struggled to make the right decision. And why did he struggle? Well, it says that he was a just man. Now, personal righteousness and prayerful reflection will often carry us through a situation, a dilemma, a crisis. And the result may be the highest joy. In all our doubts, we have a solution from heaven if we seek guidance and we're just not too hasty to resolve it ourselves. Let me ask you, how long do you give God with your problems? How long before you take matters into your own hands? Joseph struggled with it because he was a just man. Second thing in these three steps from verse 18 to verse 25 was Joseph received the solution. Take Mary as your wife. He was thinking about getting rid of her. He could have had her stoned to death for being an adulteress. He could have divorced her, brought shame, and they still might have stoned her. But then the solution that came from heaven, as he struggled with it, was, well, take Mary as wife. Look at verses 20 and 21. But while he thought about these things, as he was struggling, trying to determine what the right thing was, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Whoa. Now that's important. Joseph's thinking, well, should I have her punished, stoning? Should I get rid of her and just leave her on her own? Well, as he's struggling with that, God brings in a whole different, totally different choice. Not stoning. Not, you know, punishing fornication that way. Not a divorce in order to save his reputation. But God's will. Marriage was part of the plan. Joseph received confirmation that, listen, no sin was committed. It is God's eternal plan to redeem mankind. That's what's going on. Jesus will save. Jesus will save mankind. Jesus will save mankind from their sin. That's the good news. You see, the gospel does not just give instruction, but it makes known a personal Savior. When you wait for God to solve your problem, the solution, listen, is much better than any that you could come up with on your own. And then the third step, going from verse 18 to verse 25, Joseph followed the plan. Verses 24 to 25. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did it as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Why did he do it? Because he understood? Absolutely not. This was the incarnation. Completely mysterious in its nature. Yet, amazingly glorious as a fact. And the only solution to mankind's problem of sin. There was another reason. He didn't understand. But remember that statement, being a just man. You see, Joseph knew God. Joseph knew the scriptures. And Joseph knew God's power. Joseph chose obedience with limited understanding. It's a principle that I like to talk about. Obey God first. Understand later. Obey God first when you gain the instruction from His Word and then understand why later, maybe much later. May not be until we step into glory. See, God calls us to remain in the center of His storm's eye. See, peace is only found centered in God's will. We can struggle with what we don't understand. And we can receive help from God in our struggle. But you see, we must choose to obey the solution. In the center of the eye of a storm, a hurricane, there's peace. But away from the eye, the storm consumes. You see, in the center of the eye, it's like God's will, there's peace. But away from that eye, it's our own will. Doing our own. Trying to solve things on our own. And there's destruction. The storm consumes. Well, let me ask you. Where are you in your walk with the Lord? Are you in the eye? God's will? Or are you out at the edge? Your own will. Being consumed. where is your trust? Is it in God? Or is it in yourself? Each one of us need to make a commitment to seek God's word for his answers. And then when we gain the answer, we need to obey what he reveals. You have a great day.